7 o'clock, let's have some news.
Good evening. Here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. On the ninth day of the Bomolea II perjury trial, defence lawyers Georges Pierret and Anouk Erveling argued on behalf of one of the accused, former Police Secretary General Guy Stebbins, sharply criticising the conduct of the original 2013-14 trial. The prosecution has called for an 18-month prison sentence for Stebbins, one of six defendants accused of lying under oath in the earlier Bomolea trial. The Chamber of Commerce presented a series of 34 recommendations this morning aimed at attracting and retaining young talent. Among its most notable proposals is making English the country's fourth official language. The strategy is based on the premise that Luxembourg will be unable to meet the recruitment target of 335,000 new workers by 2040, as projected by the General Inspectorate of Social Security. Gilles Roth, the Minister of Finance, this morning confirmed to the Parliamentary Finance Committee that a single tax class will be introduced in 2028. The move was broadly welcomed by MPs as a reform for promoting greater fairness as well as assisting parents of young children more. However, concerns were raised over how it would be financed, why those with top incomes were not taxed more, and MP Sam Tansen of the Green Party suggested the reform could have gone further. In international news, Hong Kong's leaders have promised that an independent committee will investigate the causes of the city's deadliest fire in decades, as some residents expressed doubt about getting clear answers and people who were demanding accountability were questioned by police. The fire engulfed seven residential towers under renovation in the north of the city last week, killing at least 156 people, displacing thousands more and fueling public demands for accountability. The UK's police watchdog has published a wide-ranging report on the Hillsborough disaster, which was caused during a crowd surge at one end of Sheffield Wednesday's ground, hosting Liverpool supporters for an FA Cup semi-final tie, following a more than decade-long investigation which found failures in both the planning for the match and the policing of it, as well as in its response to the disaster. Despite the failings, families that lost loved ones believe they will never see justice. In sports, Arne Slot has admitted that superhuman Mohamed Salah was unhappy about being omitted from Liverpool's team for their vital 2-0 win against West Ham, but praised his attitude. The Egyptian forward was an unused substitute at the London Stadium on Sunday, as Liverpool boss Slot made changes following a terrible run of 9 defeats in 12 games in all competitions. And finally, Tiger Woods has disclosed that recovery from his latest back surgery has not happened as quickly as he wanted, stating it was too soon to set a target date for a return to action. The 15-time major champion, who will turn 50 later this month, underwent disc replacement surgery in October, the latest in a series of operations and injuries that have kept him sidelined since the 2024 British Open. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It has been cloudy all day with intermittent rain showers and will remain as such as the day progresses, and fog may form in some areas later on this evening. It's currently 5 degrees, although feeling slightly colder.